Still rocking after all these years.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
This is it. The show that started it all. Often imitated, but never equal. From San Francisco, USA. Online since 2004. Right. It's the one and only rock and roll geek show. With the original rock and roll geek, Michael Butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name is Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is February 20th, 2024, and it's 7:03 p.m. I'm back in San Francisco. I need to open up the second beer of the day. I just came back from having some Chinese food. I had one beer there. I had a Tsingtao. Today I'm having, and now sitting at my desk in California at Don's Den, I'm drinking a fine Tecate. I'm going to take a sip of the first sip of the second beer of the day. You know what they say about the second beer. Oh, that is good. I'm here all alone in the house today. The wife is up in the mountains with the dogs. I left the mountains this morning, left two of the dogs there. We, decided she's going to head up. I'm going to head down. The daughter is up in Gilroy with the granddaughter and the husband, and I'm here alone. Still going through a lot of personal shit. I'm having a very rough week. This could be possibly one of the worst weeks of my life. Other than my mom dying, this has been a really rough week. But I'm powering through it, and I skipped the show yesterday. I was going to do one, but I just wasn't up to it. So I'm back in San Francisco. I got the house to myself. So I'm going to do one tonight, friends. What I'm going to do tonight, I'm just going to do a track-by-track of the new Green Day album, Saviors, which I had planned on doing. This is a bonus episode, I guess you could say, which means the Patreon people won't be charged for this, so don't worry about it. If it's not that long, friends, you can get in and get out. Richard Fusey wanted me to do it. The sheriff speaks, and the rock and roll geek moves when the sheriff tells him to do something. So I'm doing it, friends. Green Day album. It's called Saviors, so we're going to get right into it, okay? This is the 14th album. Is that what it says here? Saviors, I'm on Wikipedia now. Saviors is the 14th studio album by American rock band Green Day, released on January 19th, 2024. What I heard about this is like nine songs were left over from the previous album, Father and Bald Motherfuckers, which was produced by Butch Walker. This one is produced by Rob Cavallo. A bunch of people on the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group gave their scores, and so I'm going to do my score. As you know, the Rock and Roll Geek patented scientific, unscientific scoring system. If I like the song, I give it a plus one. If I don't like it, it's a zero. And if it's a half, or if I think it's okay, I give it a half. And we tally all that up, and there are, I got 15 songs on this. I'm seeing some. It's 15 songs. I thought somebody was posted 10. But yeah, there's 15 songs. So if I like all 15, it'll be a 15 out of 15. All right, friends. So let's just get right into it. The cover of the album is a kid. Looks like a kid set a car on fire or something, and he's smiling. And it reminds me of a Degeneration album cover a little bit. The No Lunch. So there are 15 songs. We'll just go right through them now. First song, The American Dream is Killing Me. This is, I believe this was the first song, the first single. Written, let's see, what does it say about this on the, pardon me, I got a really, really bad cough. I may have pneumonia, I don't know. But I'm really roughing it this week. It's been, not only has it been a really health crisis week, but it's been a real personal turmoil week as well. I'm not going to get into it because I don't want to get in trouble, and I shouldn't be posting my personal shit. It resulted in me making a lot of apologies to a lot of people. And yeah. So yeah, it's just been rough. So thank you for sticking with me, friends. Thank you for your understanding too. All right, about the first song, says here, I don't know what it says. Let's just get into the first song, okay? First song, The American Dream is Killing Me. Oh, by the way, all songs written by Billy Joe Armstrong, lyrically, All the lyrics were written by Billy Joe Armstrong, and all the music's written by all three guys in the band. Produced by Rob Cavallo. Great production. Rob Cavallo is the best producer going right now, obviously. I think. We have scores from Mike Cranston, Richard Fusey, Cole Thornton. Brian Gradage, Jim S. the Rock and Roll Toothbrusher, Sandy Hyde, Phil Robinson, Tim Shaw, and Stephen LaPerrier. This melody is something else. Might be like a Battle Hymn of the Republic or something like that. But then they go right back into the punk rock. I think this is an extremely well-written song. I give it a plus one. Somebody tell me what this melody is taken from, because it's another song. Right, I give it a plus one. Richard Fusey, the sheriff, gives this a plus one. Mike Cranston, big plus one for me. Killer album opener, and I agree with the sentiment. Spoken like a true Trump hater, Mike Cranston. All right, kill it. All right, let's see who else, the other scores. Who else has scores on this one? Jim S., the Rock and Roll Toothbrusher. Plus one, first single. It's a great tune, catchy and a poignant, relevant lyric. Sandy Hyde just gives the whole album a 14 out of 15. Phil Robinson, half. He said it's a soft one, but or a strong half. He gives it a half. And let's see. Stephen LaPerrier gives it a half. Woo! Stephen LaPerrier going tough on the Green Day. All right, I give it a plus one. Second song is Look Ma, No Brains. This was a Taco Bell commercial. I think before the single was even released, it was a Taco Bell commercial. It got me craving tacos, by the way. All right, let's hear it. Billy Joe Armstrong says this is the best punk rock song he's ever written. Stephen LaPerrier gives us one and a half. Maybe I got time enough to go. The Sheriff gives us a plus one. I'm going to be coughing a lot through this episode because I've had this horrible cough. I apologize, friends. He gives it a plus one. I like the chorus. Mike Cranston, big plus one. This is shaping up to be a great fucking album. Jim S., Half, another catchy one. Good lyric, too. Some of the production is kind of questionable. A lot of noise over the singing. Only gives it a half, huh? Phil Robinson, plus one. I like it. I'm giving it a plus one. That's very catchy. Stop. Okay. Woo. Okay. I'm giving it a plus one. All right. Next song is called Bobby Socks. Now, I was writing a song for Manitoba, a new Manitoba song called King of Men. And the lyrics are let me get the acoustic guitar. So I'm hitting the mic. So the chords were like. King of Men. All right. So then I heard this song. All right. So I'm all excited because I got a catchy song from the Manitoba. And then I hear this song from Green Day. The exact same chords. Slower, but the exact same chords and the exact same chord pattern. And I had never heard this song. So that is going to taint my view because now I can't present that song to Manitoba because he'll say I ripped off Green Day. So let's listen to it. All right. Everybody agrees this is a Weezer cop, big time Weezer cop. Richard Fusey gives this one a half. Walk the cemetery and I'll kiss you again and make our dead friends blush. Mike Cranston, damn, they do Weezer as good as Weezer does. Another big plus one. Do you wanna be my best friend? You can drive me crazy all over again. Jim Ass, a half. Weird lyric. I like the song kinda. Can't get into the lyrics. I'll give it a half. Do you want to be my boyfriend? I think Billy Joe came out as a bisexual recently, too. Do you want to be my boyfriend? You're not just any type of girl. Yeah. My one true love and you're my world. This is an extremely Weezer ripoff, but I like it. I'm going to give it a half, just because I'm pissed off I lost my Manitoba song because of this tune. Half for me. Do you want to be my boyfriend? Do you want to be my... I'm sorry, I'm not buying the Billy Joe's a bisexual. I don't care one way or another. I think he's saying boyfriend just so to make him hear to the wokesters. I mean, he can be as bisexual as he wants. I don't care. I just don't. I'm not buying it. Stephen LaPetier gives it a plus one. Phil Robinson gives it a plus one. Richard Fusey gives it a half. Mike Cranston, big plus one. I like the feedback at the end. I like the ending. According to the Wikipedia, I think this is the going to be the fifth single. Let me see, the fourth single. Yeah, I believe this is going to be the fifth single. Some of the reviews on Metacritic.com. Total Metacritic is 73. DIY Magazine, not just a return to form from a group whose recent catalog has been somewhat patchy, but a true classic. Saviors is Green Day at their musical and thematic best. Perfect. All right, next song, One-Eyed Bastard. According to the Wikipedia, the album's fourth single, One-Eyed Bastard, that had previously leaked, was released on January 5th, 2024, along with a lyric video. Okay. One-Eyed Bastard. Again, some of these songs are supposedly left over from the Butch Walker record. It says, in an interview from KROQ, Billy Joe Armstrong stated that seven songs had not made it to their last album, Father of All Motherfuckers, which was met with mixed reviews. Butch Walker, who early reports indicated would produce the band's next project, had been heavily criticized for his work on the last album. Eventually, longtime friend of the band, Rob Cavallo, stepped up for the job. Okay. Next song, One-Eyed Bastard. I think this riff is a little weird for Green Day. I'm making an offer that you cannot deny. Then it's back to normal Green Day. I'm making you crack the sail. Why are the please get louder? You son of a bitch, you're gonna beg and cower. Vendetta is a friend of mine. This sounds like something off American Idiot. I don't like this lick, but I like the rest of the song. Well, I can remember all the bad memories. I never forget a face is quite so well. Classic Rock Magazine. For the most part, Saviors is the sound of a reassuring rebellion from the midst of the 21st century breakdown. They give it an 80 out of 100, 8 out of 10. Sounds a lot like a song on American Idiot. Mike Cranston. If I worried about my rock and roll credibility, this would be a strong half, but I'm giving it a plus one because when Green Day is at the top of their game, they're one of the best fucking bands in the world, and they're at the top of their game, in my opinion. All right, good one, Mike Cranston. The Sheriff. Half. Jim S. Rock and Roll Toothbrusher, plus one. I like this one a lot. The nada bing, nada bang thing is catchy. What's that? I'm making an offer that you cannot deny. You won't be laughing when I'm making you cry. Oh, yeah, the please get louder. You son of a bitch, you're gonna bang. Oh, the bada bing, bada bang. Bada bang, bada whoa. All right, I'm giving it a plus one. Phil Robinson gives this one a half. All right, what's La Perrier give this one? Did I already do La Perrier's? Do it again. Gives this one a plus one. Okay. Next song is called Dilemma. I like the music video for this. It's about being sober and falling off the wagon. I like the music video, so I'm a little tainted now. And this is a typical Green Day sounding song. This is also a little Weezer-y. Welcome to my life. Yeah, I'm sorry. This is a great song. Big plus one for me on this one. What I like about Billy Joe Armstrong, the guy can rip off songs and make them his own. All of his shit is pretty derivative. But hey, if you can make it derivative and make it your own, there's nothing wrong with that. La Perrier plus one. The Sheriff. Another great Green Day song plus one. Mike Cranston, you know what he's giving it. Yep, you guessed it. Another plus one for the soft to downright vicious dynamics. By the way, he gives it a 13 out of 12, which is a Joe Pollack. I gave Thunder Mother's album a 13 out of 13, and there's only 12 songs in the album. So the Joe Pollack, My Bodyguard, coined the term 13 out of 12, which has now become the Thunder Mother. Now it has a name. Mike Kranz says, I've listened to Michael Butler since 2007. That's my favorite moment of all time. Michael gave it a 13 out of 13, but the album only had 12 tracks. I can't think of a better way to express it, so I've adopted it and stolen it from when I really love something. It's called a Thunder Mother. Jim S., I really like this song. Catchy, heavy, and well sung. Big plus one. Phil Robinson, plus one. A big plus one for me. By the way, the drummer's a great drummer, and so is Mike Durant, the bass player. He's a way underrated bass player. That guy's really good. I played his bass rig. We practiced in Green Day studio, the Plunkets, once, because the bass player's friend, Mike Durant, is friends with Patrico, the singer for the Plunkets, and he let us rehearse in the studio once, and I got to play through Mike Durant's bass rig. He played a Super Bassman. That thing sounded fucking great. I want one of those. I wanted one. Now that I got the Kemper, I can pretty much get any tone I want now from that fucking Kemper. All right, next song. Oh, the coughing. I feel like I have pneumonia. Next song, 1981. She's gonna bang her head like 1981. All right, this is a Ramones ripoff. Look, Ma, I ain't got no brains. She's throwing punches to the beat. I like a breakdown with one guitar. Cable TV, and she'll never see the world the same. She is a cold war in my head. By the way, that melody is from another song, too. What did I just do? I just fucked up. Let's take it from back from the beginning here. Sorry. 1989. She's gonna bang your head like I ain't got no brains. Okay. She's gonna bang your head like 1981. Gonna bang your head like 1981. Susie's a headbanger.
Punches to the beat.
That is another song. And it's something.
On cable TV, and she'll never see the world the same. She is a cold war in my head.
I like this one a lot too. It's catchy. I'm sorry. It's a catchy punk rock song. The Richard Fuse, the Sheriff, the Fuse, plus one, Mike Cranston, let me guess. 1981 was a good year, and this is a good song. I'd give it this one a weak plus one, because Billy Joe can basically write this shit in his sleep. Jim S. Plus one, another catchy tune. I like this one a lot. Phil Robinson, plus one. What does Stephen LaPerriere give it? Half. Stephen LaPerriere gives it a half, huh? I like it. I'm giving it a plus one. 1980. Catchy. Simple and catchy. All right, plus one. Next song, Goodnight Adeline. I think Butch Walker plays on this one. He might have, yeah, he plays acoustic guitar on this, which means he probably did sessions for this one, and they kept his track, I'm guessing. I gotta get my breath. I want to cough into the microphone. I'm trying not to. Production on this, Butch Walker, additional engineering on all tracks, producer on Fever. Okay, that's Fever is the Japanese bonus track. So I'm guessing that, yeah. Well, it says additional engineering on all tracks. They must have, I don't know how that works. Maybe he helped, maybe he, don't know. I don't know how Butch Walker was in the studio with Rob Cavallo. Who knows? All right, the song is called Goodnight Adeline. Butch Walker plays, what does he say? He plays acoustic on this? Yes, he does. Butch Walker, acoustic guitar. Is this a ballad? Okay. Sounds like another band too. Under my pillow, my spirit's broken, and my face is in the gutter singing on. You call me say goodbye. It's catchy, it's catchy as shit. Mojo, the Mojo magazine, Green Day are admirably assured, honest, and funny on Saviors. They give it an 80. New York Times, Savior, Green Day's new album is a decisive, even over-determined return to form. Hey, New York Times, those guys know their music. Pitchfork, stripped of the urge to reinvent themselves. Green Day hoped to ride into the sunset as America's most affable punks. Even the album's one sincere stab at acting the band's age, reflecting on parenthood, called Father to a Son, seems to give up halfway through. 51 out of 100. Give that one a soft plus one. It's catchy. Sorry, it's catchy. I can't. I mean, I guess I could give it a half, but I'm going to give it a soft plus one. All right, let's see what everybody says about this one, okay? Stephen LaPerrier, Goodnight Adeline, gives it a half. I can agree with that, sort of, I guess. Richard Fusey gives it a half. Mike Cranston, I'm guessing, gives it a plus one. We'll see. Another one Billy Joel could have written in his sleep, but the chorus makes us another plus one. I love the fucking way this album sounds. I fucking love the way this album sounds. Okay. Jim S. Rock and Roll Toothbrusher. Filler. I don't hate it. I give it a half. All right. Next song, Coma City. Coma City. This also sounds like another song. Three chords. Coma City. Pull down the windows and drink lemonade. Don't call the cops. Word on the street is they all quit their jobs. Like gunshot, gunshot, and shooting in the distance. All right, I'm going to give this one a half. What does everybody else say about this one? Let's hear a solo. I like the solo part here. Jim S. Plus one, catchy. It grew on me as I listened to it. Soft plus one. Bill Robinson, plus one. The Sheriff, half. Mike Cranston, plus one. Could have been a half, but gets a plus one for the line, bankrupt the country for assholes in space alone. Come see. drums are great. All right, I'm giving it a half. It's better than any song I could write, so who am I to say? All right, next song, Corvette Summer. Stupid title. This also sounds like another song. More critics' reviews. Slant Magazine. These songs may diverge from the ones that made Green Day a household name, but three decades later, they continue to strike a balance between teen spirit and maturity. That sounds positive, but they only give it a 60. The Telegraph, even at its most ambitious, everything is swept up in a blizzard of overcharged guitars and stylized snarling that would have sounded old-fashioned in 81, let alone 2024. They give it a 60 as well. What do the friends of the Rock and Roll Geek Show think? Stephen LaPerrier gives it a plus one. Richard Fusey, half. Mike Cranston, big plus one. Maybe I'm stupid, lazy, and strayed, but this had me from the opening riff. Have I mentioned that this album sounds incredible? I like this part. Jim S, plus one, a bunch of decades at Alt Fret the Movie. What? Catchy tune, best solo I've heard so far. Here's a solo. I like this riff. Give this one a strong half. This is my rock credibility. Alright, next song, Susie Chapstick, which is an awful title. This is a Weezer? It sounds like Weezer. From a place and time we used to meet. Sometimes everything just grows apart. Pleasant song. I don't hate it. I think I'm gonna go plus one or a half, strong half. This is probably one where I will let the Friends of the Rock and Roll Geek Show sway my score. Bill Robinson gives it a plus one. It's just another vacant call. Stephen LaPerrier gives it a zero. Yeah. Richard Fusey, a zero. Yeah. Mike Cranston, will this be the first half? Nope, plus one. And to anyone who may have scored at zero, all I have to say is that I'm not listening. Ba ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba. Alright, what's the Rock and Roll Toothbrushers say? Half. Nah, a generous half or a zero. I'll give it a half. It's just all right, friend, you talked me into it. I'm scoring it a half. Yeah, it doesn't sound like a Green Day tune. It sounds too much Weezer-y. And I love Weezer. Yeah, I'd go to the bathroom if they played that one a half. I'm giving that one a weak half. Again, better than any song I could probably write. All right, next song, Strange Days Are Here to Stay.
We stumble down the avenue like fairy dust and ballyhoo. They promised us forever, but we got less.
I am one of those neurotic to the core.
There's no such thing as promises, just secret codes from alphabets. They promised us forever, but we got less.
Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mom plays tricks on me. What if everybody said that? Somebody's got to say that, right? That's a familiar riff. Sounds old school Green Day, but it isn't. Half. Ah, Jim Schwab. Half. Phil Robinson, plus one. Richard Fusey. Big plus one.
Jesus gonna quit his job. He promised us forever.
Mike Cranston, let me guess. Plus one because Bowie, Grandma, and Fentanyl in the same sentence, but mostly because Rob Cavallo is an MVP.
These are the loneliest of times. Strange days are here to stay. Everyone is racist and the Uber's running late.
All right, what did Stephen LaPerriere give it? Plus one. I'll give it a plus one, too. I like the harmony solo. I'll give it a plus one. Next song, Living in the 20s. Living in the 20s. Alright, I'm gonna score this one before I look at anybody else. I don't want anybody to sway me on this.
Salutations on another era. My condolences, ain't that a kick in the head? I got a buzz like a murder haunted.
Guitars sound great, the tone, the production is just amazing on this. The drums are booming. Bass is clean. Not a big fan of modulation in songs.
Congratulations,
20s. Did he have an English accent?
Ain't that a kick in the head?
I like the line, ain't that a kick in the head? That riff is something else, too. It's another song. All right, I'm going to give it a soft plus one. Very soft one, but I'll give it a one. Okay, let's see what everybody else says on this one, okay? Stephen LaPerrier, plus one, okay? All right, Richard Fusey. Half. All right. Mike Cranston. Big plus one because it's a kick in the head. And I have a buzz like a murder hornet while I'm scoring this. Okay. I like that. Jim S., the rock and roll toothbrusher. I love that riff and the cadence of the song. The lyrics are great. Big plus one for me. Phil Robinson. Plus one. All right. I gave it a soft plus one. Okay. Next song. Father to a son. I guess this is his love letter to his kid. Yeah. I appreciate a love letter to your kid. But.
You're a lighthouse in a storm. From the day that you were born. A promise. Father to a son.
Again, something like, it sounds like something off of American Idiot.
We will be put to a test, a promise, father to a son. Is there anything I can do? Wisdom where your heart is heading to, a place you father to a son.
I don't know about this. It's a little cheesy for me. Yeah, it's a nice song. A little too cheesy. I'm sorry. I've got to give this one a half at the most. Half for me. Let's read what everybody else has to say.
Father to a son.
Richard Fusey, plus one. See, everybody misses their dad, so this is makes them feel like miss their dad. I know, I get it. Mike Cranston, big plus one, because my dad is the same age as Michael Street's dad, and I had to pick him up after he fell today. I'm crying like a pussy right now. All right, now I feel like a son of a bitch. Jim S., plus one. My personal feelings on this one aside, it's a good tune. Lots of cinnamon and a catchy song. See, everybody thinking about their dads. Phil Robinson, half. Stephen LaPerrier, half. All right, they don't like their dads. Maybe I must not like mine either. I don't know, I gave it a half. I don't know, it's just a little too sappy for me. It's good and it's good. If I was the son and my dad wrote this for me, I think it was the greatest song ever. Kill it. All right, I apologize to everybody who's missing their dads. I get it. I understand, friends. I understand. And by the way, you're not the only one who thinks Michael Butler is a prick. All right, just put it that way. All right, next song. Saviors, the title track from our new album. We got a feeling like a flicker of light. Rob Cavallo plays additional guitar on this one. I like the anthemic drums. No bass yet.
Make us all believers tonight.
So far, I'm leaning towards a half on this one. Mike Cranston, bet you can't guess what I'm giving this one. Let me guess, big plus one, yes. Richard Fusey, half. Jim S. Rock and Roll Toothbrushers, half. Not sure I like that echo effect on his vocals, half. Since long ago when they got big, I was leery of them being pop stars. They kind of proved me right with the rock operas and whatnot. Now I laugh because all the serious music outlets are reviewing this record and are so earnest about Green Day, but don't pay the least bit of attention to most music that comes from the same relative place. I can name 6-7 bands that should be this big but are completely ignored by mainstream media. Well said, Jim S. Phil S. 1+1. Phil S. Phil Robinson. I'm sorry, Phil. Oh, let me stop it here. Stephen LaPerrier gives it a plus. I think he missed Fancy Sauce. He didn't give a score for Fancy Sauce. Gives Savers a plus one. I should look at my instant messages or my messages here because he gave me a private score here. Let me see if it's what his private score says. Okay, Green Day, here's a Green Day track by track. Oh yeah, he doesn't give a score for the next song. Okay, next song, final track of the album, Fancy Sauce. I don't know what that title is, but that's a dumb title. We're 14? Oh, I didn't give Saviors a score. I'm going to give Saviors, I guess I'll give it a soft plus one. All right, next song, Fancy Sauce, last song in the album. We'll do the say goodbyes on the on this song too. We got four minutes and 2 seconds. Okay, let's get it started here. Oh, this is a Weezer song, too. This is a total Weezer. Richard Fusey gives a half.
Take me to the end.
This is total Weezer. Mike Cranston, big plus one for this awesome album closer that captures exactly how I feel most days.
Flowers all in bloom.
It's a good album closer. Jim S., I love this song, catchy as hell and slicingly sarcastic. Big plus one. But I hate the effect on the guitar solo. Phil Robinson, a half. I'm going to give this one a half.
We all die young someday.
I'll give it a strong half. I'm going to tally mine up here. 1, 2, a half, 3.5, 4.5, 5.5, 6.5, 7, 7.5, 8, 9, 9.5, 10.5, 11. 11 out of, I like that bass tone, 11 out of 15. What is that come out to? 11 out of 15. What would that be on the Metascore? I don't know. Math ain't me forte. I'll give it 11 out of 15. Richard Fusey, Sammy Hyde, 14 out of 15. Tim Shaw, 13 out of 15. Stephen LaPierre, 11 out of 15, exactly my score, Steven. Richard Fusey, 10 out of 15. Pretty close to mine. And of course, Mike Christen, 13 out of 12. Jim S., 12 out of 15. That's 80%, so mine is slightly under 80%. Sandy Hyde, 14 out of 15. Phil Robinson, 13 out of 15, which is 86.67%. See, these guys know math. I don't know how they figured that out, but I couldn't. Brian Gradage, 10 out of 15. Lower than mine. Jim S., 12 out of 15. All right, there you go, friends. I hope you like this track by track of the new Green Day album, Saviors. I'll talk to you on Friday with another show if I can get some content. Please give me some audio comments and something to talk about on the next show. And pray for me, friends, and pray for everybody who's sick in the world, including Joe Klein. This is a value for value, so if you get any value out of the show, please contribute what you can, friends. Thank you for listening. It means the world to me. You are my best friends in the world. RockandRollGeek.com, RockandRollGeek@gmail.com. Find me on the Facebook, R&R Geek, Twitter, R&R Geek, Instagram, RockandRollGeek. Don't ask. I'll talk to you soon, friends.
It's a Rock and Roll Geek train wreck.